Yeah, anybody got anything?
Yes, some response with technical a little bit.
That was not my intent. I was yelling at Theo. Saying, call timeout. And he's pointing it at me like, you know, I can't call a timeout. So, but I didn't think I was dealt with fairly, but that's all right. Those guys have a hard job. Hard job.
And they've been building, not just with the way the team was playing, they were sloppy in the second half. And
I was frustrated at us. You know, is a coach ever going to like a call that's reversed when it's charged and it's your ball going the other way? And then all of a sudden, no coach is ever going to like that. But I was frustrated at my team. So, what happened?
You looked at the video, and then you signaled for the timeout, or did you want to speak to the officials about it?
Yeah. Anybody else got anything?
Roy, how would you, this being the last non-conference game, I mean, how do you feel about this team heading into ACC play?
You know, I don't know. That's the best answer I can give you. We do some good things. We're not focused enough. In the second half, we didn't turn the ball over, four times? So I like that, because at half, I was really mad about our turnovers. And we were fortunate because JP threw one pass. He was throwing it to Justin, and Bryce intercepted and dunked it, so he got an assist. It was really a turnover. I thought we handled it better, but we just weren't focused starting the second half. And everybody's going to say, well, what'd you say it was, 25 after JP's three? But we got to maintain focus because that's the only way you get better. We're trying to build habits and not say, okay, William and Mary, we're up 25, I can do this. What we're trying to do is build habits to become a really good basketball team. Kennedy's been sick the last 3 days. He's only practiced about half the practices the last 3 days. And matter of fact, he's in there right now, and they're giving him an IV. We knew it was going to be a difficult game for us defensively because they spread us so well, and they shoot the ball pretty doggone well from outside with four guys. And so they were doing that, and then I went small and played JP as a four because Isaiah had four fouls, and then Bryce wasn't as involved as much as I wanted to. The referee felt like Bryce was talking to him, and so I didn't like that, so I took Bryce out at one point. But it's hard to say. I think we've gotten better, but we made more mistakes tonight than I would hope we would make whatever day is. What's the day today? What day of the week is it?
Tuesday,
so we play Saturday. Okay, I would hope that you'd get rid of those mistakes 5 days, 4 days before the first conference game. So it'll be a big challenge for us in practice for us to focus on the things we need to focus on to get a heck of a lot better.
Roy, JP fumbled the ball out of bounds in the second half, and there was a timeout right after that, and you seemed like you didn't really even go in the huddle.
JP, it was Theo, I think, on the other side, but maybe I was wrong, but I was so frustrated.
Trying to prove a point.
No, I don't try to prove points. Sometimes, you know, the best thing to say is not to say anything, because what I would have said would not have been very good at that time. And if I'm going to threaten them or promise them something, I'm going to deliver, so I felt like I shouldn't promise them anything.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Finding the outside shooter has kind of been a thing coming into this season. Nate is in these last few games. It seems like he shot well from three-point range, and even JP tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you're feeling more comfortable about?
You know, I think we're getting better. The crazy thing is Justin Jackson, the last 2 days in practice, made a bunch. I mean a bunch. And he was 0 for 4 tonight, but I really think that he's shooting it better as well. But, you know, if you go back, not that you should, just try to take my word for it. I said at the start of the year I thought we'd get better as a shooter, and I think we have. We've got to do a better job of moving against the zone. Kennedy and Bryce got to do a better job for sure, and the other guys too, because then the zone has to worry about those guys a little bit, and then you have more open outside shots as well.
Take one more. Coach Shaver's ready to come in if there is one.
Well, you said you didn't know kind of about going into ACC play. I mean, is that an okay thing to sort of have this thing very much evolving?
That would be okay because I can't even do anything. I'm telling you the truth. I can't do anything about it. But we'll try to bust our tails in practice in a big way and get a heck of a lot better. But, you know, there's no excuse for throwing a ball to guys' feet and it going out of bounds. There's no excuse for throwing a ball over a guy's head by 10 feet and throwing it into one of the risers that we call it, had hit in the seventh throw of the risers. I think, again, defensively and just being focused for a whole game is something that we've done that quite a few times. You know, for the first 32 minutes at Chicago against Ohio State, I thought we really had good focus. But, you know, human nature is, again, 25-point lead. Maybe you're not going to focus as much, but I'm not coaching just to try to win a game. I'm trying to coach to try to make this team the best basketball team we can be. Regardless of who you're playing, we're trying to build habits, as I said, and trying to become the best team we possibly can. And I didn't think we did a lot of that at times tonight.
Coach,